Just you know, something I've got to mention, and I'll mention it to you right now.
Now, what, I can feel already that you're going to get up me for something.
Yeah, I am, mate. You know, we try and be good mates whenever we can, but yesterday you were flapping around here like you had your head cut off. You were short with me. I mean, I asked you a few things, and you're like, whatever.
I would never say whatever. Look, I admit I probably gave very just short, direct answers. I was under the pump.
There was no eye contact. You usually have eye contact when we talk about stuff, and you're like shuffling around the desk and head swiveling here and everything. And I'm like, oh, okay, she's in a mood. Jeez.
No, I wasn't in a mood. Well, I was under the pump. You know, last minute, put a bit of context around it. It was the day before, I got a phone call from Jules from work here, and she said, what are you doing Thursday night?
And you thought, date, great.
I was thinking, okay, night. Where's this going? And she said, oh, I need you to step in and host the Sunshine Mitre 10.
Oh, here we go.
Trade show.
It was a work thing, right?
Yes. And I said, well, what's involved? And she said, oh, it's at the Novotel Twin Waters. It's, you know, there'll be, you know, over 1,000 tradies and everything there. We just need you to host the whole event.
No problem.
Less than 24 hours notice. No problem, Jules. Well, poor Jade, who was meant to host it, as you know, she's actually got to end up getting a knee reconstruction.
Yeah,
she
right.
caned herself at netball on Tuesday night. So, yes, obviously doing that. But, oh, my goodness. I mean, you know what I'm like at the best of times. Disorganised.
You are. And yesterday was proof of that, you know, when I'm saying, we're going to do this. So don't forget on the show tomorrow we're doing the, whatever.
I did not say whatever.
Well, that's how I interpreted
you
it.
You felt like that because you didn't get your usual me being, you know.
Engaged.
I was under some pressure.
Anyway.
Well, so here's this. What about this? Now, you will appreciate this better than anyone because obviously, you know, when you host an event like that, you might get a small fee, which I was offered. But, you know, because I'm sporting, I've got a bit of a crack on my mouth. And
you've been going on about this
all
week.
Well, I'm such a diva. I don't want to, you know, you just want to look your best when you're going to be standing in front of 1,000 tradies. Thanks a lot. So what did I do yesterday? I raced around I bought this new shampoo for my hair. I went to the shops and I bought a new T-shirt, right, and I ended up getting this one that on the sleeves had all these fancy sequins and things that look like nails.
Were you hoping to distract from your mouth? Is this why?
I totally wanted to detract from my face. So I bought a new shirt, which wasn't exactly cheap, and then... you saw how under the pump I was rushing around. Went home, quickly had a shower. Then I was racing over to my friend's Juanita's house because she was going to curl my hair. But I was under the pump racing because she had to pick the kids up from school. So here we go.
Put pressure on her as well, great.
Well, put pressure on her. Driving, and I didn't, I might have realised, but next minute, what's in the distance? Me getting waved down by a police officer.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So okay. Get pulled over and I'm just thinking, oh, my God. And I was in that much of a rush.
And were you thinking they're going to look at your little facial blemish as well?
Oh, I didn't really care about that. I just thought, here we go. I'm going to get a fine. And so, but the most concerning thing for me is I had this sort of shortish dress on because I just quickly grabbed something, chucked it on after getting out of the shower. No undies. I had no undies on.
Sorry, Ossifer.
And it was a bit of a flowy sort of dress, like a summer dress.
Did he cop something he shouldn't
have? No, but, I was panicking because I'm thinking, don't ask me to get out of the car because you're on this sort of busy road. It's breezy. I thought, here we go. This is not going to be good for any passing traffic.
It would have made his day, Ali.
No, it wouldn't. He would have doubled the fine for his... You know. Anyway, so yes, I copped a fine.
Oh, you did.
Yes,
oh, heck.
I did. So here you go.
Plus?
I'm not going to give those details.
So basically, your fee for last night has gone in.
I've blown it. I basically paid to do the event last night. It cost me $20.
See, when you're in a flap and you're not calm and you're racing around, you get caught.
It's my fault. And you know what? I owned it straight away. So he was so lovely, actually. Shout out to Shane, the police officer.
Oh, you got his name. Good on you.
Yeah, I did. Well, he had a really nice smile, actually. Really nice guy.
Of course he did.
But yeah, no. I mean, unbeknownst to him, lucky he didn't know I had no undies on.
Oh, if he knew, could have changed this whole story, couldn't it?
Oh,
you could actually be richer.
No, I would not. Anyway, yes, so there you go. There you go. You're having a go at me for being flapping around and, you know, being short with you. Well, there you go. That was the rest of my day. So that was karma for me being short with you.
Do you feel better now you've unloaded?
Yeah, I do actually. Thank you.